are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. We got a great show planned. I'm a little nervous here. I'm watching this Mexican volcano. They call it Mount Popo or Poopoo. Is it Poopoo or Popo? In Spanish, it would be Popo, but I think it's an Aztec name. Popo Catapetl. Apparently, it's been grumbling now for a while, and the alert has been raised. They're already getting shelters, planning evacuations. But, I mean, it looks like, you know, I mean, I'm thinking about the movie Dante's Peak with this one. Apparently, it is located in Xalitznilta, Mexico. All right, between Puebla and Mexico City, around 25 million people could be affected. Now, right now, there's ash and plume in the air. They don't think the lava would hurt anybody. They think it's more of an issue with traffic, air traffic, the farmland being destroyed by ash, car engines, etc. Like, remember what happened back in Washington with Mount St. Helens. Interesting, they said that it erupted in 2000. It also erupted in 1994. They think Mount Popo is a little bit upset at the candidates chosen for elections. That's what this says right here. I'm reading this out of the Sacramento Bee. So I guess every time Mount Popo, you know, sees who's ready for office, they get a little angry. I guess that's just what they say. You know, there's all sorts of reasons why Mount Popo could get upset. But scary. I'd hate to live near a volcano. I mean, you know, wow. We live near a mountain. We have Mount Charleston nearby where I live. Mount Charleston. Boy, I hope that doesn't ever blow. I mean, if so, I'd probably have to go to Mexico. Well, anyway, we're taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. For those of you outside the Southern Nevada area, toll free, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And if you don't like letters, 1-877-362-3254. You know, there is no other medical show out there that does what we do on our show. I mean, you can't call, actually, there's no other radio show that I know of. I mean, you can't call Michael Savage or Rush Limbaugh and ask them about your rectovaginal fistula. They won't take the call. All right. That's why we're here. We provide that service. We answer all your questions, take your comments, keep it clean, of course. But that's what we do, because you can't call any other radio host with those issues. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so you guys have heard about the Gulf seafood. We've been watching the food and the fishies from the, not the Persian Gulf, the Gulf of Mexico, from the BP oil spill that happened 2 years ago. I mean, 2 years, can you believe it's been 2 years? It's gone fast. And the only thing is these commercial farmers, they're finding deformed fish. I mean, these fish are, somebody caught slews of shrimp, but they were all eyeless. No eyes on the shrimp. Now, I don't eat shrimp. You know, many of you do. I don't know if you eat the eyes or not, if you're missing it. We talked about this yesterday. You know, maybe somebody's genetically engineering shrimp with no eyes so you don't have to spit them out in the middle of your shrimp cocktail. Like seedless grapes, you know. Now all of us eat seedless grapes. We don't eat grapes with seeds on them. But, I mean, a little kooky. Why would shrimp be born without eyes? And then we have these fish with tumors. Tumors on the head, you know, kind of like Simpsons type of blinky type weird things going on. And, of course, BP says, oh, food safe. The seafood's safe. Yeah, but it's kind of kooky. Little kooky. Black streaks on the fish. So, you know, just kind of, you know, sniff, smell, check it out, you know, but before you. Remember that a couple years ago? They were looking at the fish and how they, I remember watching this on CNN. They were screening the fish to see if it was safe to eat by sniffing it. They had a bunch of ladies there sniffing the fish. And if they couldn't smell the oil, the fish was good. And I'm like, really? You may need a little bit of better detection than that. I mean, right now I have horrible allergies. I took a Claritin. I'm waiting for it to kick in because my microphone is completely wet. And, I mean, I can't smell that well today. So if somebody said, Dr. Dahlia, go and smell these fish to make sure they're edible, you probably wouldn't get an accurate smell from me. No, not in the least. Oh, don't you hate allergies? You know, your nose, last night, one side of my head was clogged, and then I turn over, and then the other, that side clears up, and then the other side of the head gets clogged. Don't you hate that? And it goes back and forth, and I keep sniffing and smelling them. The cats think I'm awake, and I'm going to feed them. I'm like, no, I'm not awake, it just is my sinuses. So anyway, I don't really think the sniff test is the way to go, but kind of spooky stuff. You know, for fish to have tumors on their heads and no eyes and black streaks and just funny looking, you know, wow. You know, and I mean, I hope it's just the oil. We were discussing this week. I hope it's just from the oil spill and not something else. You know, one of my listeners wrote me and said, will oil cause genetic deformity? I mean, it could, or it could have been what they used to clean up. It could have been a chemical that did that, but why would you have, you know, pounds and pounds and pounds of shrimp with no eyes? Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping there's nothing else going on, you know, no sort of nuclear spill or something, but pretty scary stuff. I mean, I guess maybe toxic doses of oil could then affect you and your progeny. I don't know, but still kind of kooky. All right. What were in the headlines this week? We've got a lot to talk about. We're going to be coming up on break. A lot of interesting stuff. I guess they've come up with a blood test for depression. We're going to be talking about that. You know, speaking of checking your food, you guys heard about that McDonald's employee, I think it was in one of the Carolinas, that decided to spit in the customer's drinks. And a mom and daughter that went through the drive-thru lifted up the cap to add more sugar because the tea wasn't sweetened enough and they found phlegm. Just check your food. Yeah, this guy's up on charges, maybe facing jail time, which he should. But just, you know, just take a peek and check your food and maybe do the sniff test. And the eye test always looks good. You know, if you have phlegm in your drink or if you're about to eat a fish that has three eyes, maybe the eye test is better than the sniff test. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I'm a doctor and a lover. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Coming right back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC, D-A-L-I. Of course, I want to thank all my affiliates and XM Radio for airing the show. I guess the latest word is KDWN in Las Vegas, Nevada. My flagship has added an extra hour from midnight to 1 a.m., which means people in southwest United States with their big signal can hear my show. So some of you people that are night owls or coming back from swing shift would be able to hear the Dr. Dahlia Show now midnight to 1 a.m. as well as the regular time, 11 to midnight. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. We got Donovan working the dials. Big thanks to Donovan. He is a cutie. Donovan is such a cutie. He's so cuddly. Okay. All right, what are we talking about now? Oh, so many of you have been confused because now doctors are saying that gum disease does not cause heart attack. They're like, no, no big thing. Ain't no thing but a chicken wing. That's what they're saying, right? For 20 years, they've been saying that gum disease and heart attacks and stroke have this link. But now the American Heart Association has issued a quote-unquote scientific statement on Wednesday of this week, concluding that gum disease has not been shown to raise the risk of cardiovascular illness and does not cause it. So here I am for 3 years being on air looking stupid. Now, the American Heart Association, they're a nice group. You know, they're pretty cool. Don't give them too hard a time. All right. Apparently, they decided to analyze for 3 years, ever since I've been on air, about 600 studies by an expert committee led by a dentist and a cardiologist. Finally, a committee that has medical professionals, unlike the committee that decided to write Obamacare. This was endorsed by the American Dental Association Council on Scientific Affairs, better known as ADA-ACSA. Sorry. Alex. I'm sorry. Okay. Gotta get rid of the giggles. Alright. I love acronyms. I'm sorry. Okay. Alright. So anyway, they say there's a lot of confusion and misinformation with many in dentistry and cardiology and female radio hosts developing a strong opinion that there was a connection. I bet they listen to the show. You know, many people pretend they don't listen to my show, but I bet they do. That's why they started this 3 years ago. They're like, Dr. Dahlia is talking about dental care. Now she's gonna make everybody start going to the dentist. And now healthcare dollars are going to be going to the dental field instead of the medical field. We better jump on this puppy. Tell them just go to the doctor. Just go to the medical doctors and not the dentist and save money. Anyway, they say there's a distortion of facts. Scientific evidence points in the other direction. In the other direction, so they're saying what, gum disease is better for the heart? Because there have been hundreds of studies on the subject, Lockhart. Who's Lockhart? Peter Lockhart, professor and chair of oral medicine at the Carolinas Medical Center in Charlotte, North Carolina. Professor and chair. I'd hate to be called a chair. Maybe a table. Maybe a nightstand. Not a chair. Okay. Come on. Yeah. The jokes are funnier during the week. Okay. Yeah, this is what you guys get on the weekend. You got to listen to the week show. Jokes are a lot better. Okay. Anyway, they said Lockhart says, if there were a strong causal link between atherosclerosis and periodontal disease, or if arteriosclerosis could be cleared up by treating periodontal disease, we'd know it by now. Okay, this is how I look at it. Okay, and again, no offense to the AHA or the ADA or the Council. Sorry. Oh, I'm going to get fired. Donovan, please don't tell the bosses. I'm going to get fired. Okay. This is what I think has been going on. Okay. Whenever the media gets involved, okay, things turn sour, right? Not my particular media outlet, but everybody else. And so I guess people may be under the assumption, and this is what the American Heart Association, the American Dental Association doesn't want happening. People may be under the assumption that if they go to the dentist and they do what they need to and they floss, they won't get a heart attack. Now, that's not the way we need to think about it, okay? The way I've been presenting it on my show, and you all would know this if you actually listen to my show once in a while, is how I presented it was, okay, if you are at risk for heart disease, and you have the clogged arteries, and you don't need any more inflammation in your body to cause clot and then later your MI, you know, try to keep the teeth healthy because you don't need the inflammation and the bacteria seeding or any other type of issues that you could have with periodontal disease making matters worse. You see how that's a much different way to look at it than saying if your teeth are clean, you won't get a heart attack. Now, remember about 5-6 years ago, I told you guys about a lawsuit where this was back east, where a dentist was getting sued because the patient had a heart attack. And the lawyer for the patient, the prosecuting attorney, said because you didn't clean their teeth well enough and deal with their periodontal disease, you caused this person to have a heart attack they would have never received. Now, remember, I told you guys about this case a while back, and I remember thinking, okay, that's really lame. All right, periodontal disease won't cause the heart attack. You can't start blaming Dennis for a cleaning that still ended up resulting in a person who later had a heart attack. I mean, the cleaning has nothing to do with the heart attack. If the person was going to get a heart attack, they're going to get a heart attack. You can't blame the dental hygienist. You can't blame the dentist. Now, I don't know whatever happened to this case. I only heard that the lawsuit was going on. So I don't know if the dentist was sued successfully or not. But maybe the reason why they had to start making the statement is there may be some people who are incurring heart attacks and decided to just go after the dentist for the heck of it. And if that's the case, no. So this is what I would do if I were you. Okay, go to the dentist still. Of course, go to the dentist. All right, you need to have clean teeth. I don't think having periodontal disease helps the situation at all. So go and get your teeth cleaned. But you're not getting your teeth cleaned because you think the lack of it is going to give you a heart attack. All right, that's not why you're going. You're going for good dental health. Dental health is extremely important. You also get screened for cancers. And remember, HPV cancer of the mouth is on the rise. Any of you that got HPV, the human papillomavirus, from some sexual activity, I don't want to know about it. Any of you that got that in the mouth, okay, could be at risk for oral cancer. And some of the best clinicians to look in your mouth is, of course, your dentist and your oral surgeons. So let them do what they need to do. However, if you are prone for a heart attack, all right, you still need to seek, medical treatment, and you still need to make sure you're getting your cholesterol down, your blood pressure down, etc. And I think poor dental hygiene doesn't help the situation. And maybe, you know, it's one of the last ingredients that could be a part of the heart attack process. But no. Poor dental health will not sit there and cause a heart attack that you were never destined for. But if you are at risk for a heart attack, it doesn't help. You guys got that? You see how that goes? Okay, good. Whew. Yeah, but don't not go to the dentist. That's not good. Boy, I tell you. Okay, can we move on from this? Do I have to say, I'm looking at the article. Do I have to say anything else? Nice picture of the mouth and the teeth. You know, okay. Yeah, one of my emails was asking about the dental x-rays and cancer. I think it's a really, really low risk. Remember about a week or two ago, they were talking about meningiomas, which is a brain tumor arising from the meninges, which is the lining of the brain. And they said there was a link between that and dental x-rays. You know, I think what they did is they looked at a bunch of people that had meningiomas, and they said, what happened to you in the past? And I think they decided to go, well, did you have x-rays? And what type of x-rays, bite wings, et cetera? I mean, if they would have asked about TV dinners, if they would have asked, sexual practices, they might have come up with something with that, too. These retrospective studies, you need to be careful with, because what they do is if they're deciding to look at just one aspect, you know, the study could be a little biased. So do I think dental x-rays give brain tumors? No. How I look at it is dental x-rays are extremely important. You know, I mean, they find so much, especially the Panorex. That is probably one of my favorite x-rays out there. You know, when you're a doctor, you know, you may have a favorite movie. You may have a favorite song. But many of us actually have favorite tests. One of my favorite tests is the colonoscopy. Because not on myself, but it's one of my favorite tests because not only does it screen for cancer, but it prevents cancer by cutting out the polyps. That's probably one of my favorite tests. One of my favorite procedures is toenail removal. Right. And partial toenail removal. One of my favorites. I just dig the toe. And one of my favorite x-rays is the Panorex. Just those are Dahlia's preferences. Right. Favorite x-ray. Panorex. It goes all the way around. It has a cool sound. You know, it's kind of high tech. You know, can find tumors. Really looks at the jaw. It's one of my favorite x-rays. However, what I do think is you could have the once in a blue moon person that just doesn't handle radiation well. And those are the, you know, same thing with this whole cell phone cancer. You know, I don't think cell phones cause cancer, but could the radiation potentially be an issue? Yeah, it could be. Radiation could be an issue for anything. And you could have that one person that has a really low threshold, and they could end up developing something due to radiation. But that doesn't mean we all have to panic. But it was still an interesting study nonetheless. Okay, when we come back, I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-A-DOLLY, 1-877-362-3254. Toll free, call in with your questions, comments. We'll be right back.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Survival gardening. Water filtration. Long-term food storage. Freeze-dried food. Heirloom seeds. Storm shelters. Survival communications. Solar power. Herbal medicine. Heating with wood. Living off junk. Home defense. Guns. Ammo. Negotiate for your life. Homeschool your children. Start your own home-based business. GetPreparedExpo.com. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Benelli, Jeff Olson, the freeze-dry guy, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopping, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also taking your emails at drdahlia.com. AJ writes, Doctor, I live in Henderson. For those of you out of the Las Vegas area, Henderson, Nevada, probably, I live in Henderson and have a family of four. I lost my job last year and haven't had insurance since. Where can I go for reasonable care? We should do that. We should do that on the show one day when, we have our bigger audience. Our weekend audience is a little smaller than our weekday audience. You know, I'd love people to call in, you know, depending on the different cities, whether they're in Owensboro, Kentucky, or Sedalia, Missouri, or, Manhattan, where to go for inexpensive health care. In Las Vegas, Nevada, right near Henderson, I know we use community health centers. Nevada Health Centers, they're probably the biggest group I refer to. You know, the interesting email, and I get multiple emails such as this. You know, in the news this week, they were talking about how 1 in 4 working adults still don't have health insurance. You know, more and more adults are lacking health insurance. And, the number one reason is they lost their jobs, which, of course, is my biggest beef with the whole healthcare system. You know, I mean, not only do you lose your job in a recession, which is devastating, but because the employer is the one paying for your health care, you end up losing your health care, too. I mean, what a double whammy. It's a horrible way to you know, manage our healthcare system where the employer has that much control. And the employer doesn't want the control. Trust me, you ask an employer, do they want to be, you know, paying for your health insurance? They don't. I mean, they would love to be out of the equation. I would love for the employer to be out of the equation. Absolutely. So you have a family of four. Now, we were discussing how expensive, and of course I'd love to hear from you all how you all are handling this. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, many of my patients, they lose their employer-based insurance, which of course is cheaper, because when you buy as a group and when you buy multiple, you're able to get a cheaper rate. Now, keep in mind, these insurance companies do not make money on employer-based health insurance. Okay? If you get, let's say, you know, I remember the good old days, $20 would be taken out of a paycheck. Remember that? $20 would be taken out of a paycheck. So $40 a month would be your share of health insurance. Now, you don't see that anymore. You know, now many people, $50 out of a paycheck, etc. So let's say you pay $100, your employer pays $100. So $200 a month is what that employer is paying per person. Now, many insurance companies, they lose money on that. We've talked about this. You know, when you look at your medications, whether it's your Plavix, your cholesterol medication, your diabetes medication, your doctor visit, an x-ray, a pap smear, a mammogram, a colonoscopy. No, many insurance companies do not make money on the average employee. So they need either bulk or they need people who are paying into the insurance system that aren't on an employer plan. So here's a nice 55-plus couple paying $900 a month for two of them. The insurance companies need that. They need that to live on. Again, not that I'm playing a violin for these people, but, you know, they need enough people that are not employer-based insurance in order to be able to, you know, cover the multiple hundreds of dollars of expense that they usually have per person. Now, of course, it also would be nice for some of these employees to not use their health insurance. Okay, if they don't use their health insurance, then hopefully that $200 a month could rack up. But you have an employee that has cancer or needs a transplant, boom. I mean, you wiped out all the premium dollars. And that's exactly how doctors get paid, too. You know, people go, Dahlia, I see my EOBs. I see what your doctors get paid. You got a 72-cent check from my insurance company. How do you live on 72 cents, even if you see multiple patients a day, 72 cents doesn't cut it. Well, the reason why the 72 cents comes about is the doctor, let's say, charges $100 for the visit. The insurance company, which basically negotiates for you. The reason why you have insurance is you're using insurance as the middleman to negotiate prices for you, right? You go to a doctor. It's a really artificial system. I mean, it's a stupid system. I've talked about this many times. I think it's really stupid. I mean, a doctor could charge whatever. They never get that, right? You use an insurance company to negotiate down the price, and that's really what you're paying for. So then you get a discounted price, and hopefully they pay for part of it, but many insurance companies, from what I understand, don't. They just say, oh, okay, well, we'll just, you know, knock the price down, and then you pay the rest of it. For example, the $30.72, a doctor's visit is $100. Insurance company marks it down to $30.72. They say, your copay is $30, and we will gladly and heroically pay the 72 cents on your behalf. Oh, insurance company, thank you. I don't know what I'd do without you. I mean, this is what you're paying a few hundred bucks a month for? Premiums, right? Just so that insurance company can pay the 72 cents? Right. So doctors, if they want to stay alive and stay in business, they have to hope that they're seeing other patients that don't have that type of insurance that you have. Because you're right, they can't make it. You know, $30.72 for the visit does not cover all their expenses. Running a medical office is very expensive. So they have to hope that they have, you know, a variety of patients, a diversified group of patients. Some that are cash pay, paying the full amount, which is sad because the cash pay patients or the patients without insurance take the brunt of it all. Rich get richer, poor get poorer. Or they have to hope that there's some other insurances that won't pay $30.72, may actually pay $50 once in a while. Now, many doctors will still not charge a cash patient or an uninsured patient full price. All right. Many times you won't have to pay the $100. You won't have to pay the $150. For example, like our clinic, we charge $50. We, you know, many doctors, they will give cash discounts. It's the only profession, really, that does it. I mean, you can't go to a grocery store and say, you know what, I really need this carton of milk discounted. Can you sell it to me for less? No, you don't get the milk. If you don't pay the price, you don't get the milk. With the medical professions, yes, you get to talk price down. You get to work with them. You get to do payment plans, and that's because many of us, we do. We have a heart. We went into medicine not to make money. We went into medicine to help people, and we understand what's going on. But as you could see, you need that mix. So if people think that insurance companies are making money just on employee-based patients, a lot of times they don't. So they need, unfortunately, like AJ's family, a family of four, that'll pay premiums probably $900 a month. And that's where they cover the expenses of the employed patients who are paying cheaper rates. And it's completely unfair. And I don't know how you do it. Now, you know, what a lot of people do is they say, well, rather than paying $900 a month, I'll just see Dr. Smith, pay the $100 whenever I need to see him, ask for a cash discount on labs, take advantage of when mammograms are, when they have a mammogram month. You know, sometimes it's not always breast cancer awareness month. Sometimes these radiology companies will have specials on mammograms and DEXA scans. And in the end, sometimes you could get away with only paying $1,000 a year cash, whereas you would have been paying $900 a month. Again, nobody likes to be uninsured, though. And where I see healthcare going is you're going to have this catastrophic insurance available. People will pay for that, and then they'll just pay cash or cash discounts for the regular day-to-day care. Because these insurance premiums are absolutely ridiculous. You know, and people will say, you know, Dr. Dahlia, these companies are making it rich. They're making it rich. Well, do you guys remember in California, Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield wanted to raise their rates. Now, we all thought that the government or the state government would say, no, not happening. You know, show us your books. Well, they showed their books and they said, yep, you could increase your rates. People are using more expensive technology now for their care. It is getting pretty darn expensive to take care of an average human, especially with all the, you know, cancer research. You know, they have now cancer vaccines, not that these are used in, you know, widespread use, but, you know, there's, you know, we've talked about this. We've talked about transplants and stem cell therapies and, you know, a whole variety of things that are really, really costly. And if an insurance company is going to cover those things, they're going to go broke unless premiums are high. So for people to think, oh, all right, you know, our current president or the future president is going to fix healthcare, you can't fix healthcare unless you make medical technology and medicines cheaper. And if we can't do that right away, we're not going to see any resolution yet. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, coming right back.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit HerbalHealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow me on Twitter and follow me on Facebook. The Fast for Kids Gala is next Saturday. I cannot wait. It's where we raise money for the educational needs of autistic children. Fast for Kids is a great group founded by Jerry and Shelley Peck. Please visit their website at fastforkids.org. If you could come to our amazing event, we would love to have you. If you can't come, any donations, of course, would be greatly appreciated. All right, let's get to work. Now, teenagers and depression. Many teens, they don't talk, right? I mean, even my kids now, they're, one is a preteen, one is a nine-year-old, and I go, how was school? Fine. What'd you do? Nothing. Well, what are you going to do tomorrow? Nothing. I mean, that's all you get out of them. Nothing. Right. So, many of us parents and clinicians were a little concerned because many times we don't realize a child is depressed until we see them attempt suicide or, God forbid, commit suicide. So Northwestern University researchers have actually diagnosed or developed a blood test that can help diagnose depression in teens. Now, I guess when people have depression, there's certain biological markers that'll either be high or low. And Dr. Eva Reddy and her team identified 28 of these markers. Well, whenever you can identify a marker, then you can play around and try to come up with a blood test. So they think that they've actually developed a blood test for this. Now, what are signs and symptoms of depression? Okay. Not so much just a teenager, but just in any person. All right. Well, you know, feeling sad, hopelessness, guilt, loss of interest in food or activities, sometimes overeating or undereating, you know, isolating themselves, thoughts of suicide, sometimes achy, you know, cramps, etc. All right. Well, let's take a look at the average teenager. Okay. When I was a teenager and it was my time of the month, I had cramps. I went to my room and I locked that door. Everybody leave me alone. I don't feel good. The Midol's not kicking in. I couldn't sleep. I would, you know, just gorge on carbs. I felt completely ugly and worthless, right? Now, was that depression or just being a teenager? Well, you know, many teens feel that way. I mean, many teens, you know. Oh, mom, dad, you guys are just too stupid to talk to. I'm just going to go to my room. I can't sit here at dinner talking to people who are way beneath my intellectual level. I mean, a lot of teenagers do that. And they're just acting like teens. So maybe this will kind of be nice if they do have a blood test where we can actually, you know, help discern, you know, I mean, if we're really clueless. Because, you know, sometimes my teenagers, they don't talk to me either. They just sit there with their arms folded like, really? I'm talking to you. I don't care that you have an MD. I still know more than you. You know, I'm like, really? Really? And also, I mean, you know, a lot of breakups. You have a lot of breakups, boy issues. I mean, I thought I was in love and getting married my sophomore year. And no, it didn't happen. But I didn't get depressed. I bounced back and then I fell in love with somebody else. Some people, though, they can't bounce back. They can't. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Bob on the line. Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Hi, pretty good, thank you. I was just hospitalized for what they call sinusitis of the brain.
Really?
The CT scan showed it and the MRI. I've never heard of it.
So, are you talking about like sinusitis, like a sinus infection that went to the brain?
Correct.
It can. You know, people, there was an article that came out, a study came out a couple of weeks ago saying, nah, most sinus infections don't need antibiotics. Well, when I went to medical school, one of the big concerns with sinus infections was it could go to the brain and it could cause a severe infection. How many days were you in the hospital for?
A little less than two.
Wow. Okay. And what'd they do? They gave you IV antibiotics?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well,
what were your
actually, they sent me home before they finally told me what I had. And at this point, I have no side effects, and I'm wondering whether I should even take the antibiotics. Why put my body through that?
Well, but the only thing is to really get a sinus infection, and those suckers are really walled off. Many times, a couple days antibiotics, it won't cut it. You know, I mean, you know, most sinus infections, you have to be on antibiotics at least 2 weeks. And remember, you need to be careful because if this infection really affected the brain and you don't knock it out completely, it's going to affect it again, but be stronger because now it's resistant to the antibiotic they gave you. Can I ask you, Bob, what were your symptoms before you were hospitalized?
I woke up in a deep sweat, tried to sit up. The world was spinning. I had a severe headache and a lot of neck pain.
Okay.
Just couldn't walk a straight line.
Okay. You know, I mean, meningitis can do the same thing, too, where you get an infection that affects, you know, the meninges or the lining of the brain. It could kill you. It can. So, honestly, Bob, I don't like taking antibiotics also. They give you diarrhea. They give you yeast infections. Not that you're concerned about getting a yeast infection, but, you know, I get you. Antibiotics aren't that fun to take. But, I mean, if it was that serious, I would have messed with it. I would, you know, and I would make sure you have really good follow-up. I would probably also see a good ENT because why would a sinus infection go awry like that? You know, somebody should really look at your sinuses. Okay, Bob?
I thank you very much.
Thank you for your call.
Day.
All right, you too. Feel better. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, same thing with ear infections. You know, when I was taught in school, the reason why you treat an ear infection with these kids is because if you don't, they could perforate their eardrum. They could go deaf. You know, you just never know
if the infection that you have is going to go crazy or not. You just don't know. And you know, people will say, but Dahlia, I'm healthy. I've never needed antibiotics my whole life. I've never gotten sick. It's the healthy people that are the ones that seem to get the big, nasty infection. Do you notice that? You know, whenever I have a parent that brings a child that says, my child has never had a cold, I get really, really nervous. Yet the child that's been to daycare and been around a lot of kids and, you know, a family of five that's always around germs, they don't seem to get knocked off their feet as often as somebody who just didn't. So I'm very, very respectful of the power of the microbe. I really am. Now, I'm not saying you have to give antibiotics willy-nilly all the time. But, you know that a sinus infection untreated could get worse. An ear infection untreated could cause hearing loss. I mean, there's so many pretty negative, nasty sequelae that could happen. But, wow, a sinus infection that extended to the brain, whew, that's a tough one. That is a tough one. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. In news today, they say actual depression can lead to peripheral artery disease. Now, we don't talk about peripheral artery disease a lot. You have coronary artery disease, which I guess we could call central artery disease, and then you have peripheral, out in the periphery. And out in the periphery could be your legs and your arms, etc. But usually we see it in the legs, where you could be having clogged arteries in the pelvic arteries and the leg arteries, etc. Signs of that could be pain, pain with walking, swelling, a variety of different things can happen when you aren't getting good blood flow with the arteries. Well, now they're saying that people with depression are actually more at risk, maybe because they don't exercise, maybe because they smoke. Just, you know, don't forget to ask your doctor about your legs. If you have any cardiac issues or erectile dysfunction, issues with your blood vessels of the penis, you could have issues with your legs. Those are kind of bigger arteries. We got Louie on the line. Louie, what's going on?
Well, I am going to the VA for, I imagine, it's going to be a hip replacement.
Wow.
And I'm a little spooky about going.
Mm-hmm. First of all, God bless you for your service. You're a veteran, I'm assuming, so thank you for that. What are you scared of, Louie?
Well, you know, you hear all these horror stories. They got hips that you end up coming out worse than when you went in. I've been writing down the names of hips companies that are being sued by these lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of them getting sued because of bad parts.
Yeah, you don't want the metal on metal. You definitely don't want the metal on metal. Well, Louie, oh, darn, we're out of time. Look, sit down and talk to your doctor. Make sure you're going into the surgery healthy. Make sure your blood pressure is good, your heart's good. Make sure you're not sick. But I got to tell you, many of these hip replacements, my patients are happy and they're doing cartwheels. It's better than the pain you're having. But sit down with your doctor and don't be scared. I've seen many of them go really well. All right, guys, great show. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter. See you soon.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.